After being delayed for 9 months, people who purchased the Trump Mobile T1 phone have just found out that their personal information has been sitting on the open internet. Trump Mobile also only found out because customers discovered their own data online, not because they caught it themselves. Before I share what Trump Mobile said about all of this, let me share exactly what was exposed. Full names, emails, home addresses, phone numbers, and order IDs were all available online. Although no credit card numbers were part of this, your name, address, and phone number is basically a starter pack to identity theft. It's more than enough for someone to scam you, stalk you, or show up at your front door. Here's how it happened. It wasn't a sophisticated cyber attack. A self-taught security researcher named Lewis found a weakness in the Trump Mobile pre-order form that allowed them to pull the entire customer database through it. The site had no login required to pull customer records, and order IDs were predictable. All they had to do was count up by one number and get a different customer's data each time. The exposed database showed roughly 30,000 orders connected to about 10,000 unique customers, far lower than the 600,000 pre-orders Trump Mobile had been publicly claiming. After finding the vulnerability, Luis tried to contact Trump Mobile to fix the issue but did not hear back. Luis then reached out to YouTubers CoffeeZilla and Penguin Zero, showing them that their own data had been pulled live from the site. They both went public spreading awareness of the issue, and CoffeeZilla warned, "Do not order from TrumpMobile.com unless you're prepared for your information to be leaked." Penguin Zero called the phone akin to a mummy's curse. It brings nothing but suffering and disaster. On May 21st, Trump Mobile finally admitted that customer names, emails, home addresses, phone numbers, and order IDs were all exposed. They put the blame on a third-party platform provider but did not share names or specifics. Spokesperson Chris Walker told TechCrunch that the company found no evidence that financial data was exposed and that the vulnerability had now been fixed. As of this recording, though, they still haven't notified a single customer, as they're evaluating whether it needs to notify customers, which is crazy to think about. After paying hundreds of dollars for a phone that was delayed for almost a year, you had your personal information leaked, then the Trump Mobile team isn't sure yet if it warrants an email to let you know. Notifying customers of leaks is critical to make sure that people keep an eye out for things like identity theft or scams. Senator Mark Warner sent a letter directly to Trump Mobile, saying the reckless way in which Trump Mobile has treated its customers is astonishing. He tied the leak to a larger pattern of misleading pre-order numbers and product delays. Please let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.